FM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
God has given us the history of yesterday and maybe tomorrow. It's in Revelation. It is not an accident that his word is profoundly written. Blessed is he that readeth and hear the word of this prophecy. You are blessed to be living in a dispensation or church age where God says, I'm revealing all of these things to you so that you will know who I am. My brothers and sisters, we are blessed. We are supernaturally blessed. When we think about where God is taking us, we can see all the things that he has in store for us. What season are we experiencing today? And are we as believers in our growing season? That question can be applicable to each and every one of us. What season are you in? And have you, as a person, grown or matured spiritually? My brothers and sisters, many of us have been in church all our life, but the question we ask, what do you know about the Lord? Many of us have been in the church all of our life. How do we apply and place it and share to the world what we know about the Lord? Where is our testimony and where is our witnesses? Where are we coming from? And do we know definitively God's word? What season are you in? We can no longer be babes in Christ, or it is time out for that. We should explicitly know God's word in these days and time, because time will come when this Bible may be taken from you. It was done before. It was burnt up. They burned Bibles. Those that fail to understand history may be doomed in the future. Have you grown or matured spiritually since last year?
Yes, sir. Good question. Yes, sir.
Are we studying God's word daily?
Yeah.
We last just in our Bible study, I'm serious in 99% of what I do, but at 1% I will have fun. And I laughed. I was talking to our Bible study on this past Wednesday, and we got on the topic, and we were discussing some things, and it became humorous when you think about God is a serious God, but he's a God who wants us to love the things that he created and have a relationship with one another and have fellowship with one another. When we think about maturing and understanding spiritually and growing, I got on the topic of prayer and how many of us, the pastor included, have prayed sometime and we had to stop and pray 4 or 5 times before we actually got that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, completed, because there's a spiritual element that does not want you to have a relationship or want you to contact your maker. Am I in your neighborhood? I know even today I can pray and fall asleep and stop and come back. And I said, I got a little humorous and laughed. I said, we say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we wake up. Am I in your neighborhood? And we say it again and we fall asleep. Am I in your neighborhood? And then all of a sudden, if you say it so many times, you forget about the Lord's Prayer. You say, now lay me down to sleep. It's quicker. It's faster. And I said that because the enemy does not want you to have a relationship with God. And if he can break it, even when you're trying to pray, how much do you think he will do today when you're trying to worship him? We are praying to God to change this great nation back to its rightful position with him. What have you and I learned in that appropriated time, my brothers and sisters, about the Lord that you can share with someone else? Because God has given us a commission to go and to share his word to the world. For his word will open the eyes of those who are spiritually blinded, changing the life of men. I shared with Sister Mathis, I said, God took something out of my message. I really don't know why. I'm saying things that wasn't in my message, but God took it out because God says, I want you to say something that I'm giving you for such a time as this. It was Jesus who came into the world in the fullness of time, Bruce. In the fullness of time, over 42 generations to demonstrate his love for mankind. Not just some men, but all mankind. One of the most difficult things we're experiencing today is the lack of that love that Jesus set aside and declared for each and every one of us to have for one another. We're so busy with fighting with one another, we can't love one another. Jesus said, a new commandment that I give you, love God and love one another as thyself. And when we do this, we have fulfilled all of the law. The 613 laws are fulfilled in the great commandment that Jesus left you and I. Love God. Don't put any idol gods before him. There's only one way we can get to him, and that is through Yahshua HaMashiach Adonai, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one, he's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is the one who sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. He is the one who is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is the one who got you up this morning. He is the one who provided your resources. He is the one who went to Calvary Cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He is the one who gives us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and his name is Jesus. God's desire is to be first in our lives and that we should have no other gods before him. And Jesus said we are to love one another. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand God's love. His agape love. For we as believers are to emulate what the Son has set before us. Solomon said, there is a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. What does that mean? A time to be born. Solomon had observed that life consists of a series of beginning and ending, and God is the ultimate authority over them all. In that statement, there is a time to be born and a time to die. Solomon here acknowledge that from start to finish, every moment in every season of the cycle of life is appointed by God. Psalm 90 and 10 tells us the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. There are 70 years given. And some of us live longer, and then there are others who live shorter lives. But God knows the time and the number of all of our years. From the day of our birth until the day that we die, God is designing our destiny. One could ask the question, have your life changed to the point that you are now ready to become a witness for the Lord? And have you received a spiritual transformation to serve the Lord at this season of your life? Jesus is saying to us this morning, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. Solomon said, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is letting the world know that everything he created has a season and it has a time. But in the Father's house, there will never be time and season. You missed it. In the Father's house, there will never be times and season, because what's in the Father's house will last forever. God has time and a purpose. God has a time and a purpose when we will all assemble together in heaven. A time and a season when we can worship and praise him forever. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, where we will be with the Father forever and ever and ever. There is no time frame. Time was not made for God. Time was made for man. Because God is the author of all things. He is outside of time and space. There are no limits to our Lord, our God, and our King. There are no limits. And because of that, we can say all of the things that the Lord have in store, because there is a season and a time. We serve a God today, a God who looked far beyond our many faults and saw our need, a God who loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't embrace the things that occur in our season. But thank God that he saw us. It's like an architect who began to draw out a sketch of everything that he wants to have done. He knows what it can do, will do. He knows the successes of the drawing and the failures. God knows the successes of each and every one of our lives, but he also knows the failures as well. And God has measured in what we call grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, so that each and every one of us could still be accepted by the Father, who will not have fellowship with sin, but because his Son has paid the price for each and every one of us, we can rejoice and sing and shout about the completed work of the one who was